Shame you could kutcha brichus chinte. On behalf of our camp director, Shmuel Kahn, and our board of directors, presented by our chairman, Mr. Jeremy Strauss, and our head counselors, Rav Avi Pollack and Dr. Resli Yaish, all of our head staff of B'Shem Kol Yisrael, it's a great privilege to welcome you to Camp Pasch, Tov Shin Ayin Zayin. In the city of Kelm, it was a big day. There was a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement. The entire city turned out for what was billed as literally the event of a lifetime. Hundreds of men, women, children from all the surrounding Shetlach came to hear the Sichas Musar, came to hear the Drasha. They'd never had such an event in Kelm before. And among the crowds was Rav Simcha Zissel, the elder of Kelm, central rabbinic figure of the community. They lined up outside the shul, the main base medrash, and waited patiently. And it's not every day that they would be able to hear a drasha from the great Rabbeinu Yonah, the author of the Shaar Teshuva. As people were coming in, finding their seats in the base medrash, people standing by the door to make sure everyone knew where to go, Rav Simcha Zissel is waiting to get in. The person at the door stops him at the threshold. He says, I'm here for the drasha. I said, I'm sorry. There's no place for you. So the elder came with him and said, maybe he didn't recognize him, like straightens up his jacket a little bit, his hat, like maybe he didn't see that he's the elder, it's this base medrash. Clears his throat, you know. No admittance. He said, I don't know if you realize, I'm Simcha Zissel, I work here, I'm the Rav here, I'm here for the drasha. I said, I'm sorry. He said, this isn't the place for you. And he starts saying, but honestly, I built this base medrash. This is my shul. Meaning, like, this is my shiva. My talmid and my guys, like, today, that's my spot in there. And he starts telling them all of his, he starts sweating. People are coming in. Everyone's going in the door, and he's standing there. They won't let him in. And he says, maybe you don't recognize me. You don't know who I am. Simcha Zissel. Some people call me the altar of this neighborhood. I'm not a shiva here. And I learned with people here. I built this base medrash. He starts getting desperate. He starts saying, I live here. Again, he's looking around. No one's helping him. And he says, he's just talking about his kids and his family. He mentions his son. He said, my son, Nachum Velvel, also gives chaburas here. And I said, you're Nachum Velvel's father? You could come inside to the drasha to hear Rabbeinu Yonah. The altar of Kelm crosses the threshold, walks into the base medrash, and then he wakes up. He woke up in a cold sweat. The great Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbeinu Yonah, lived in the 13th century. The great Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter woke up in a cold sweat, this nightmare. What did I do in my life that I wasn't able to be led into my own base medrash? And what did my son, Nachum Velvel, do? What schus does he have that just by mentioning his name, they let me in? It was the middle of the night. He put on his coat and he ran to his son's house. And he stood there waiting by the door until Nachum Velvel woke up early in the morning. And he was shocked to see his father standing outside. His father says to him, tell me, Nachum Velvel, what? What are you up to? What's happening with you? What are you doing? He said, what do you mean? I have my schedule. This is Kelm. This is a Musar community. They had a schedule. They stuck to it. They broke down everything they did that they didn't do. So he said, keep them to my Seder and my Shura and the Chaburas and working on this meeting and that meeting. He said, no, but what's out of the ordinary? Tell me something that happened to you recently. He said, well, what's going on? What happened, Tom? He said, it doesn't matter. Just tell me what's happening with you. He said, nothing out of the ordinary. What can I tell you, Dad? Nothing. He said, did you go somewhere? Did you do something? Did you meet someone? He said, the only thing, he hassled him a little bit, and finally said, the only thing I can think of is a couple of nights ago, Someone came to my door during the blizzard. It was really cold and snowy. And he looked like a mess. He hadn't showered, and he hadn't bathed, he hadn't eaten. I invited him in. I realized there's a person who probably was schlepping around. He was collecting money. I invited him in before I gave him what to eat. Helped him wash up a little bit. I gave him a clean pair of clothing. Gave him something to eat. Something to drink. I gave him a bed to sleep in. Just took care of his basic needs. Treated him like a mensch. And in the morning, after some breakfast, took him to davening with me, gave him a few kopek and sent him on his way. The altar of Kel was busy in the Beis Medrash day and night, understood that maybe where he was lacking, his son Nachum Velvel had excelled in taking care of the needs of another person. And that was the golden ticket to come into the drasha of Rabbeinu Yonah. To our dear Camp Hass Staff. By the time our campers roll through here next week, we will be about 600 strong. For each and every one of us, on the Camp Hass Staff this summer, our summer here is a golden ticket. It's not a golden ticket for some Gan Eden that awaits us at the end of 120 years. It's not some golden ticket to an entry place, as an entry into paradise that'll come in the here thereafter. But for here and now, this summer, a slice of heaven and on earth. Kimei Hashemayim al Haaretz. It is our zechus to create a world of sweetness and good. For each of the 350 campers, for their siblings, for their families, for those who take care of them during the year, their summer at Camp Pask is a golden ticket. It's a golden ticket to a place where they're not judged, where there are no limitations, where they're taken care of with love and with concern for their well-being emotionally, physically, materially, and spiritually. Everyone knows the story of Charlie. He was a poor boy. His mother wasn't well. Didn't have his father. Zayda was taking care of him. And all he wanted was that golden ticket to go into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. All he wanted was to be able to go to a place that was kulo tov, where he'd be able to enjoy from all the treats. And Gene Wilder left the world this year, the original Charlie. He was a Yid, infused with the Ora Tzaddik. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination, where there's no limits, where the world is open, and there's no one who tells you that you can't. At Camp Hass this summer, we're going to actualize the world of pure imagination. Our goal is to level the playing field for everyone. Not just in the activities and in the programming, but in life. Everything here is accessible for all, and we're judged by what we can do, not by our limitations or disabilities. Our goal here this summer is to incubate that achrayus for others, and that love and care and concern for other people, and to cultivate leadership. And to affirm above all that every single one of us is created B'Tzelem Elokim, in the divine image. The goal and the purpose of this orientation, these next couple of days and the Shabbos together, is to inform the direction and to establish the kavana for the summer. L'chavein. It means to face in a certain direction, have intent, but l'chavein also means to tune the instrument, so that it brings out its greatest sound. All of the sessions and programs are designed for you to achieve clarity, to be able to acquire the tools for the who, the what, where and the how, as well as the why of this amazing organization and project. You've entered the headquarters of Nishmas Yisrael B'Tifarta, the best of Klal Yisrael, the best of the world, is taking place here. And it's because of you. This is a place where we respect ourselves, and we respect others. We help ourselves and we help each other. And we recognize and honor the godliness in ourselves and in every single person that we meet. At the core of this whole mission, of this camp, Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, ani Hashem. Kloisenberger Rebbe Zatzal survived the war, rebuilt Torah, the Mifal Hashas, that said that building Laniato Hospital, where others would be able to be helped and taken care of, was as important to him as Mifal Hashas, the other side of the coin. Once said that to a group of nurses, that every craftsman has a tool that they work with. Everyone who's doing a job has a certain kli, has a certain vessel, a certain tool. There's a skill that needs to be acquired to do that job. The currency, the skill, the tool for being a mashpia, for being a staff member at Camp Ask, first and foremost is love. Camp Ask runs on love. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, ani Hashem. Your dedication in Mesiras Nefesh, your belief in the infinite possibilities and the infinite potential of those who we'll be spending the summer with, including ourselves, and our ability to imagine ourselves and others as their greatest self is our golden ticket in life. Whether you saw it or not, there's one of the great scenes there. I showed it to my kids 100 times. And when Willy Wonka is giving the tour, and they pass through this little prose door, which itself is a mashal, pass a little hallway, and there's wallpaper there that has fruits on it. You know what I'm talking about. And they start licking, they say, taste, the fruit, they taste it. They start licking it. It tastes like an orange. Charlie, taste this, it's a banana, it tastes like a banana. And Willy Wonka says, yes. Yes, the fruits, they taste like fruits. Taste them, lick them. The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. And the little girl, she's annoying, sadly, the little girl, Veruca, she says, snozzberries, there's no such thing as snozzberries. And he grabs her, and he looks her in the eye, very seriously, and says, we are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams. There's no such thing as snozzberries. There are children here who, their therapists and doctors and specialists, they don't talk. Well, they don't know how to communicate. They can't participate. They're disabled. They're not able to be a part of things. But here, we are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams. There are no limitations and there are no boundaries to the world of imagination. What we are here to do is to empower every single individual here who joins us for the summer, all of us, Kerecha, to be their absolute best. To fine-tune their kli, the best of their and our individual potential, the way the Ribono Shel Olam created us. To bring out the most beautiful sound, to create an orchestra. To be music makers. We're laning on Shabbos, one of the downfall of Korach, who was a tzaddik, who was a leader, a tremendous potential. Downfall of Korach started with good intentions. Korach didn't believe enough in himself to know his place. Looking over his shoulder, trying to see what someone else was doing, and to find his status based on the abilities and the leadership and the role and the job of others. So one of the few mitzvahs we have in our parsha, mitzvahs aseh oraisa, in our parsha, v'shamru mishmar t'chamishmeres kol ha'ohel. to do one's job, and stay faithful to it, and to stick to one's role. Says the Rambam, we learn from here the same way. Levim, the same way a Levi does not do the job of a Kohen, one Levi who is assigned a specific task in the Mikdash to sing may not do the job of another Levi who is assigned the role of opening the door. If one Levi is a schlepper, then he's not a singer. The same way, you don't do the job of a Kohen if you're not a Kohen. Shenemar ish ish alav odasov v'al masov. That's what the Rambam says lahalacha. Levim sha'avdu avodas ha-kohanim. Or just say, yeah, Levi, but malacha she'ena malachto. We step out of line, and we don't respect what our role is, and we don't believe enough in what I'm doing, that I have to do what someone else is doing, and step on their toes, and assume their place, because I think it's more chashav t'Hashem. Says the Rambam, chayav in misa bidei shamayim. There's a place for everyone and everyone in their place. In order to make the music and dream the dreams, we have to recognize that. There are more than a dozen departments here in camp. And each of those departments is subdivided into different groups and categories. Administrative, medical, educational, therapeutic, clinical, recreational, operations and support. Last summer we introduced Froyo. Malin Bakodesh, Malin Bagesh. Thousands and thousands and thousands portions of ice cream, infinite ice cream. And this summer, Mirtz Hashem, Kelev Cham. And in terms of sheer and in scope, in terms of the size, qualitatively and quantitatively, the amount of effort and time and resources that go into making this go. That this mif'al, that this factory of Kvod Shamayim, that is called Camp Pasch, qualitatively and quantitatively, in the history of the world, certainly in the history of Klal Yisrael, there's never been a more ambitious undertaking on behalf of individuals with special needs and developmental disabilities than what's going to take place this summer. And you are the heartbeat and life force of that effort. We want you to know, first and foremost, before we do anything in this orientation, that we're here for you and we are here with you. If this is your golden ticket for the greatest summer of your life, we're going to help you recognize it and appreciate it. We have unparalleled staff programming. So we run a separate camp at night. Our staff development department, led by Rabbi Dr. Benji, welcoming Shuli Sohn this summer. And all of the mashpiyim and staff members in every part of this organization are here to empower you, to support you, and to enable the greatest experience of your life. You're going to meet a lot of new people these next few days. And over the course of these next few weeks, you're going to be exposed to new language, to new ideas. The information, the terminology, the hadracha are essential elements to building and forming the kli for the great light that we're going to generate this summer. In order to be an effective teammate and not to fall in to the tragic error of Korach v'Adasso, we need to know our place, we need to know the rules of engagement. Please take this orientation and take the direction of your supervisors seriously. Please pay attention. Your well-being, our well-being, and the well-being, the health and lives of our campers depends on it. For the incoming staff, we have a tremendous core of returning staff this summer. Be open, be humble, and all of us, please be present. We've been working on and preparing this summer already since the middle of last camp season. And a lot of work went into this orientation to get it just right, to make sure that there is something for everyone, and we address as many of the issues as we possibly can before camp begins. Just want to be makir tov to express our appreciation to Dr. Shalamis Pollack, who is coordinating this orientation, to our camp psychologist, and is coordinating this orientation, to Hanani Hindig and his incredible team, for maintaining this campus and getting it ready for us. I'd like to welcome Rav Mike Sohn, FIH, Operations and Tech, and thank Yonatan Sklar and Jenny Konigsberg specifically for all that they did to help us open up here. You're going to meet some of the most incredible people that you will ever meet in your entire life. You'll meet this summer. Some of the most dedicated and professional mumchim in Ahavas Yisrael and mumchim in Kavod HaBrios. Pasuk tells us in this parsha, Shmartem es Mishmeres HaKodesh. Shmartem, safeguard the Mishmeres HaKodesh. Safeguard this holy job. Be careful, protect and safeguard this holy Mishmeres HaKodesh. Ve'ato v'necha itcha tishmeru es kunaschem. Ve'avaretem avodas matana. Because the work that is being done there in the Mikdash is called avodas matana. You can't help but notice the tension between that terminology. On one hand, working in the Mikdash is an avoda, it's work. It's hard work. It's exhausting. It's detail-oriented, physically tiring, and emotionally draining. I think they have to know that sometimes even the Kohen Gadol himself would become tamei. It's avoda. The Pasuk tells us in our parsha as a way of getting us ready for what's happening this summer, that it's avodas matana. It's also a gift. Hard work, responsibility, standards, regulations, details, often physically and emotionally draining. If it describes what happened in the Mikdash, it describes what happens here in camp. But it's an avodah satana. It's a golden ticket to a world of infinite possibilities, of unlocking incredible potential that we never imagined about ourselves, let alone another person. The Matana of Avodas HaKodesh, that's what we present for you this summer. The golden ticket of working on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The golden ticket to the world of the golden rule. So thank you all for being here, for helping us create this place for our campers and their families, for stepping into this great and lofty Avoda together, for being the music makers, the dreamers of dreams. Hashem should help us that we know that we are worthy of this gift. V'yazreinu al dvar kvod shemo.